Coming soon on the Dance Music Sex Romance Podcast.
To have actually been there as these records were coming out, or you were hearing the singles or whatever, must have been bananas. You know, like, I'm still kind of getting a hold of it, you know, years and years beyond the things were happening. But, like, to be out and about in 1984 and then hear When Doves Cry for the first time, I, like, cannot imagine. You can dance if you want to. I don't know if I necessarily, like, make that point super clear in the process of, like, talking about my own traumas and the inevitability of death. But, yeah, like, the Batman soundtrack goes hard. Let me make that clear. The further I get away from, I guess, Prince being here to talk about this kind of stuff, the more I sort of come to understand and appreciate the fact that he did just keep putting stuff out and trying new things. You know, like, you go back and listen to the last couple albums, he's got electronic sounds on there. He's, like, doing a dubstep drop at one point. You know, he's, like, experimenting with stuff in a way that, again, you've got to respect.
I talked to music writer Jack Reedy, who gives me the chapter-by-chapter director's commentary on his new book, Electric Word Life, writing on Prince 2016 to 2021. We talk about everything from the connections between Prince and Chicago house music, to the Batman soundtrack, to fan diss track FUNK from 2007. It's a great conversation. You can hear it in a week, or if you're a patron, you can hear it later today. So if that interests you, then go to patreon.com/princesongs and you can get early access. You can dance if you want to. All the critics love you.